It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Welcome to a Motivational Monday, September 16th. We're live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host every day. And, of course, we're brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant and Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Bullhead Vape, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Atco Transmission and Auto Repair, Grand Liquidations, The Caring Crew, and Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. And our phone number, again, you heard it in the intro, but the number, once again, is 702-298-1063. When you call in, feel free to ask a question. Turn your radio down so we don't get feedback. And when you ask your question, be respectful in case somebody has a disagreement. Be respectful, and then we'll pot you down. We'll ask you to listen to your radio for the answer. And that's the way we work questions here. So our first, our only guest today in the studio, live and in person, is Mayor Tom Brady from Bullhead City. Hi, Mayor.
Hi, Larry.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Now, one of my first questions when we because EPCOR is the hot topic in our town right now.
You think?
And the 415 vote, and yes or no, yes or no, yes or no. Yes means the city will eventually take over the water supply. No means it stays with EPCOR. So for the listeners in Kingman and Havasu and whatnot, but one of the things that appeared in Sunday's paper was a gentleman in town who was on the very first city council, Al Sigliano, has complained to the Corporation Commission that according to their figures, that in 2017, EPCOR said that Mojave was worth $34 million and North Mojave was worth $4.7 million, meaning that in 2017, the whole ball of wax was worth $38.7 million. If those numbers are accurate, and I don't know if that they are, that means now they want $100 million over that. Or 90.3.
Yeah, they won a $90 million profit.
Yeah. Whew. What a deal.
The ACC values it. That's basically the original cost plus the reconstructed cost less depreciation. So the Corporation Commission just basically said, this is what we value your system at.
Okay.
And the two of them combined, it's basically $42 million.
Okay. So, and $42 million is a reasonable number.
That's if you bought a used car and you went to Kelley Blue Book, and it's basically Kelley Blue Book prices.
Right. Okay. So now in Bullhead City, we're getting a lot of rumors out there. Somebody today said, well, what about the employees? If the city takes over, if the citizens vote yes, what will happen to all the EPCOR employees?
Just as when EPCOR took over American Water, many of the employees went to work for EPCOR. If the voters should decide and the city decides to take them over, we will ask any of those EPCOR employees if they want to stay employed, but they change jobs. They change from EPCOR to the city.
Right. So they move from one building to another, but their check's the same. They get paid the same, right?
You know, I don't guarantee that because we don't know what they get paid. Okay. EPCOR has not shared that information with us, even though we've asked.
Okay.
Reptel has put together a report on what it would likely do to the rates if we were to take them over based upon the different valuations that might be decided in a future date.
Right.
And we had to use all of EPCOR's numbers, and all we had was a salary number for everybody. It was not broken down by employees, so we have no idea how much their employees are getting paid, even though we asked for that.
Okay.
My guess is they probably, since they're in the private sector, they probably get a little more, but we don't know that for a fact.
Right.
We don't know what their benefits are. city benefits are probably much greater than what EPCOR employees' benefits are.
Okay.
So all of that would have to be taken into consideration.
Okay. So there might be some negotiation with each individual employee then, possibly.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what... Now, you also filed a complaint with the Corporation Commission recently that was in the front page of basically saying that they're omitting some of the area for the discount that the Corporation Commission told them to do?
Yeah. They have three discount programs. One of them, the one that we're talking about now, is the low-income program. And if you are in the low-income category, let me just pull out my notes here to get it right. My file is now so big.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a huge book.
If you are a married couple and you're making less than $32,920 a year, and you can prove it, and it's 200% of the poverty level,
okay,
you're eligible for a $10 a month monthly discount,
okay,
for a full year. And I would encourage everybody, if they fall in that category, to apply.
Yeah.
Because EPCOR is getting that money back from a surcharge. It's already placed on the high user. So it's not money that EPCOR is losing. It's money that the Corporation Commission has basically placed on the higher end users to help pay for this program. So I got a call from somebody that lived in the North Mojave area, and they said, you've been encouraging us to apply for this low-income program.
Right.
And I went to their website, and when I checked the eligibility, North Mojave was left out of it. So I didn't apply.
Oh.
And so I went to the website and looked, and sure enough, North Mojave was left out, as was Willow Valley and was Anthem. So the Corporation Commission ordered that all 11 districts be included in that low-income program, but if you went to the EPCOR website where you had to apply for it and get the application and the eligibility requirements, you would have seen that you were left out.
Hmm.
So anyway, I thought, you know, that's kind of funny because in the full-page ads that are being run now by EPCOR, they're committed. I'll just read that to you.
Yeah.
They want to double the number of people who can apply for the low-income program. Well, of course, because you're already being, you know...
Compensated.
You're being compensated. And we will continue to be sensitive to those in need and to fully support our low-income program. Well, you left off Mojave County from being eligible for the program.
Wow.
They said it was a simple clerical error. Well, I'm sorry. How many people went to the site and saw that they weren't eligible and took it no further?
Right.
And how many people now know that maybe the rules have changed? Well, so I also asked the Corporation Commission to have EPCOR send a letter to everybody that's in those three districts and telling them that had they gone to the site and found out that they were not eligible, perhaps EPCOR should notify them that a mistake was made and they are eligible.
Yeah, because if this guy hadn't called you... You wouldn't have known.
I wouldn't have known it.
People, like you said, would just open up their computer and look at it and go, oh, I'm not eligible. Okay, goodbye. You know, and...
Well, it just goes to our pledge to you. You know, EPCOR has been running these full-page ads. I've seen four of them now, which
yes.
cost anywhere between $2,500 and $3,000, and they are
pledged to be
sensitive to our low-cost citizens.
Right. They're not cheap, that's for sure. Okay, we have a caller. Caller, do you have a question?
Gentlemen.
Yes.
Hey, it's Mark over here across the river here in Bullhead.
Okay.
I believe it was Saturday's paper, if you were to quote it as Sunday's. I thought it was Saturday's paper. I read that an employee of EPCOR had written in. And when I read it, I really didn't know what to think here. He was talking about they go out in the heat and the cold and the rain and the whatever and take care of the water system, and at the end of this, at the end of his letter, he said, you know, I'm definitely going to vote no. But I guess I didn't really know what he was getting at. You know, you're an employee. Of course, if that's what the conditions are, that really should have nothing to do with whether the city would take over or not. But I got the real strong feeling that he thought he was either going to be out of his job, or I just like the way things were going. Just wondering if any if you two gentlemen had read that also, or if maybe I mistook it. Thank you very much. Have a great week.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah, let me comment on that. That was written by Chris, and I think Chris is the guy, the big guy that goes to the gym. And I've talked to him, you know, and he's a dedicated EPCOR employee, and I think he was probably a dedicated American Water employee, and I believe he'll be a dedicated Bullhead City employee should the time come.
Right.
And he's just talking about that when there's a water line break, they're called out at any hour of the day or night, and God bless them, they do that.
Exactly.
But I do believe that city employees, should that same situation occur, aren't going to do anything less. So,
right.
You know, I have nothing against the EPCOR employees. They do their job. They get paid well for it.
And everybody has said that, I believe.
Everybody has said that.
And whether they're EPCOR employees or MEC or Southwest Gas, if you're on call, you get called out at any hours of the day or the weekend. And we all appreciate that. All the citizens appreciate that of all of our utilities, just like we do with our fire and police. So I kind of felt the article when I read it was mixing donuts and apples. You know, you're making it sound, the article to me made it sound as if we do this today and we won't do this in the future. This is who we are now, but we might not, the next person who takes it over might not be that person. That's like almost saying that a 25-year firefighter puts out a fire differently or better than a 2-year firefighter. And it's not quite right. So this is my thoughts.
Exactly.
Let us take a break, and we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about EPCOR and some of the other things going on in Bullhead City. It's a big town. Lots of stuff going on. Come on. Sing. Start the band.
Vaping eliminated Tim's 40-year smoking habit, and with his wife, Cody, they're letting our community know vaping works and changes lives. Bullhead Vape is a friendly and comfortable environment where you're taken care of, and they know just how to get you set up and going. Bullhead Vape Shop hosts an unparalleled selection of e-liquid, incredible hardware, customer loyalty punch card, and daily specials. Two awesome locations open between, well, let's say between 10-ish and 7-ish. Across from Maverick on the 95 in Fort Mojave, and across from Coyote Cafe on the 95 Bullhead City.
There is a unique opportunity for you right now at Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. It is the perfect time to purchase a new 2019 Santa Fe or Tucson with 0% interest and payments for 72 months. Plus, they come with America's best 100,000-mile warranty, 0% interest, and a 100,000-mile warranty. Awesome! Ask about the third row, larger Palisade. See the SUV selection at Martin Swanee Hyundai, Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanneehyundai.com.
Grand Liquidations of Bullhead City buys their quality inventory from large online and big box retailers. Overstocked shelves, discontinued items, and some returned brand new items. They buy name brands, Ashley, Lazy Boy, Serta, Simmons, and many more. You save big with a low overhead and great buying power. Check out the store. Walk through. You have nothing to lose. Come see for yourself. Grand Liquidations, 2561 Highway 95, squeezed in between Circle K and 4.
Your car is something you simply can't function without. So when your vehicle stops working as it should, you need a dependable auto repair shop to get to the bottom of the problem as quickly as possible. Family-owned and operated, ATCO Transmissions and Auto Repair is the shop to trust. Serving Bullhead City, Arizona. Whether your car is in need of a minor fix or an extensive overhaul, ATCO Auto is known for giving your vehicle the full attention until it's running the way it should be. That's backed by customer reviews. ATCO Auto Repair, the big blue building off of Hancock and the 95, right behind Hobby Lobby, Bullhead City.
Warm Sea is listening to our community. Hello, I'm Dr. Nathan Weaver with Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Warm Sea heard the call for orthopedic surgeons and has created a team of bone and joint specialists. As part of this team, I can help you with your joint pain at Western Arizona Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Warm Sea is bringing more doctors to serve you locally and keep you close to home. Call us at 763-2273. 763-CARE, and we do at Warm Sea.
We are back on Speak Out 2.0, live from our Laughlin Mall. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host, and the show is brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center with four new doctors to serve you, plus a quick care out in Fort Mojave. If you have questions, call 763-CARE. The Caring Crew, they serve you in your home. They'll take care take care of your grocery shopping for you, pay your bills, they can pick up your medications, they can do whatever you need. So if you're homebound and you need some assistance, call the Caring Crew. Grand Liquidations, they have big box items at Bullhead City prices. They have appliances, furniture, bedroom sets, barbecue sets, outdoor furniture, kids' toys, you name it. If you haven't been into Grand Liquidations, you need to stop in and check it out in Bullhead City. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway, right off of Highway 95. They fix your transmissions, of course. Also, they can do an AC tune-up. They can do your brakes. They can do anything under your hood. They're in the two blue buildings right behind Hobby Lobby in Bullhead City. Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, where you can test drive any car on the lot, but you also got to check out that new Palisade. And I saw it the other day when I was up there and saw it on a commercial last night on TV. It's a good-looking vehicle. Check it out at Martin Swanee in Kingman. Also, Barron's Pest Solutions. If you have bugs, spiders, or scorpions at your house and you don't want them, you call Barron's and they come out and spray. They're gone. You'll never see them again, and they'll come out and spray every month if you like. Mojave Electric Cooperative, where right now you can still go in and order your trees at their office on Hancock Road until the 24th. And then you'll pick up your trees on the 9th, and that'll be at City Hall when you pick them up. But you can go in and pay for them now and also pick up a co-op connection card while you're at the MEC office. Bullhead Vape in Bullhead City. Yes, they open their doors so you can close the door to smoking. 160 different liquids, quality liquids, and all the hardware to go with it. They'll teach you how to use it properly, and they're right on Highway 95 across from Coyote Cafe. Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City for physical therapy. If you need in-facility and physical therapy, they'll take care of that for you. Occupational and speech therapy also. And a skilled nursing facility if you need that for a family member. Go in and take a tour of Legacy on Silver Creek Road. Perkins Family Restaurant in Bullhead City, where you can get your pies and your muffins and your cookies and your brownies. And they're all so good. And, of course, breakfast, lunch, and dinner all day long. So those are our sponsors. We're live in the studio with Mayor Tom Brady from Bullhead City. Tom, a couple things that I see is, you know, I got this letter, this postcard in the mail that was sent out by EPCOR, and it invited people to come to their town hall. I think they were a little disappointed because it seemed to me the majority of the people at the town hall were voting yes. But at that town hall, that postcard that went in our mail said that our taxes will go up if Bullhead City acquires EPCOR. How will that happen?
That won't happen. That has never happened.
Oh.
Bullhead City has not seen a tax increase that was done by Bullhead City probably since incorporation.
It's always been 2 cents on a dollar, right?
That's it.
Yeah.
When the city incorporated, there was talk of property tax and higher taxes, and the citizens revolted. And shortly after incorporation, they filed an initiative that passed that said Bullhead City residents will not experience any tax increases without a vote of the people.
Right.
So there will be no tax increases associated with anything we do unless we take it to the voters.
Okay.
And this is taken to the voters, but this is going to be a revenue bond. This is not going to be any kind of a bond that's placed on a property tax or anything else.
Right.
It will be paid by the rate payers themselves, the water users.
Which is different than like the fire department bond or the high school district bond.
And those are two bonds from two separate taxing districts, and the city had nothing to do with either one of those.
Right. Now, on their signs, I see it's going to hurt seniors. How will that occur?
Well, it will hurt seniors if the rates go up. But I asked the question, in the last 4 years, EPCOR has raised the rate 100%. Does that not hurt seniors?
Yeah.
And are they going to continue to hurt seniors in the future? They haven't said anything about what their next rate request in May of next year is going to be. But we do know for an absolute fact that our water bills in 2015, prior to the 2015 rate increase, an average water bill, 7,000 gallons a month back then, according to what I have right here in front of me,
right.
EPCOR sent it out, said the average water bill will increase from $26.63. Well, so if you go with $20.63 back in 2015, my water bill for 7,000 gallons this last month was $41.32, almost exactly a 100% increase.
Right.
So has that hurt our senior citizens paying an extra $20.60 in the last 4 years? I would say that EPCOR is hurting our seniors any more, much more so than Bullhead City ever could in the future.
Okay. right.
And now on top of that, we know that they're going to come back and ask in this next rate increase or this next rate hearing for more money, the money that they didn't receive.
Right. And isn't it fair to say that EPCOR is making $1 million a year profit out of Bullhead City?
No, they won't tell you what the profit is. They won't tell you how much money they're sending to Edmonton. But that varies also on the base year that they are using. And it was amazing. When I was down at the Corporation Commission, they were adamant about the base year that they wanted to use for their next rate increase. They did not want to use 2018 because they didn't spend enough money there. They were frugal.
Now, when you say they...
EPCOR.
EPCOR didn't want to...
Before the Corporation Commission. They were insistent, very insistent, that it be the 2019 rate case base year, and that's when they load up all of their spending so that they can get a higher reimbursement.
Okay.
But what's important is the Corporation Commission in their 2017 rate case, it got shut down on the 2-2 vote that most people are aware of. So we did not see the consolidation that EPCOR wanted. They wanted us to be combined with the all 11 districts. They wanted all of us to be paying the same rate, and they wanted Bullhead City to start paying $44.95 immediately. And right now, thank God, we're only up to $41, but we can expect that it's going to go up again because they didn't get that. But secondly, since they were denied that rate increase, they were told to come back for an interim rate increase. So they filed an application, and in that application, they state the following. The company's request does not include any of the new adjuster mechanisms, the power cost adjuster mechanism, the purchase water adjuster mechanism, the tax expense adjuster mechanism, the property tax adjuster mechanism, the rate case surcharge, or the system improvement benefit mechanism. These are all things that automatically get added on to your bill if they had been approved, and they didn't ask for it in the interim. But you know damn well they asked for it in the initial application and they didn't get it, so they're going to come back and ask for it in this next rate case. So if the property taxes in Bullhead City go up, get a new field house or a new fire bond, and the property taxes go up, EPCOR has to pay those on all of their properties, and they're going to ask for reimbursement on that, and that automatically gets added to your bill.
Wow.
So all of those things, and even in the rate case themselves, the original rate case, they said just the power cost adjuster and the purchase water adjuster would have added another 6.41% to their bill, and with all of the others, it would have even been more. And what was also interesting was in the interim rate case, they also said that... let me find it here. They said that they were not going to include any. They were not going to include a request in the interim case for the veterans disabled veterans program or the deployed veterans program. They just left it out entirely. They didn't ask for that to be included in their interim rate case. So again, that goes back to Joe Geisel's pledge in his full page ads how they are. Will continue to support our low-income, our disabled veterans, and deployed service member programs. They left it out. The Corporation Commission ordered them to put it in, even though they left it out.
Was Joe the one you met with when you went to Canada?
Joe is the president of EPCOR Arizona, EPCOR USA, but he's the Arizona president. So he wasn't invited, but he showed up in Edmonton, Canada, when we met with Stuart Lee, the president and CEO of EPCOR International.
Out of that meeting, do you think, hypothetically, of course, do you think when the voters pass this and we get the call on the 6th of November that it passed, or if it did, okay, if it passes, do you think at that point in time you might get a call from somebody in Canada that says, let's talk?
No, I think that's going to be our responsibility and that's our plan. If the voters pass this on November 5th, we're going to Canada. We're going to talk to the mayor of Edmonton, Canada, who's the main shareholder, the only shareholder. The city of Edmonton is the only shareholder of EPCOR.
Right.
We're going to tell them what they were doing to our city and how we would like to end this amicably and put some influence on EPCOR board of directors who they appoint and say, let's end this amicably. We believe that EPCOR's a good price on a purchase price would be around $55 million. $55 million is basically the number that we use if we want to. That's where you have a willing seller and a willing buyer.
Okay.
Now, granted, they're not a willing seller and they're not a willing buyer, but that's basically paying them $3,100 per connection. They just bought the Parker system or buying the Parker system for $500 a connection.
Wow.
So we believe that a good purchase price would be $51 million, and if the Corporation Commission said that the base rate is $42 million, it's like we're going to offer you a $10 million profit.
Right.
You know, walk away, take your $10 million, we part ways, and we'll negotiate from there. And perhaps it might even be more. But what's really upsetting me is EPCOR saying, not for sale, not now, not ever. We're going to take you guys to the cleaners.
Right.
We're going to take you screaming and kicking for years in court. You're going to incur lawyer bills. We're going to incur lawyer bills. And it'll be 3 years down the road that EPCOR and a jury will decide what, not EPCOR,
yeah.
A jury will decide what the price is. EPCOR, can't you just take a profit? We'll offer you a nice, healthy profit if our voters approve it, but it's nowhere going to be near the $130 million.
Right. When Sean Bradford was here a month or so ago, I asked him the same question I just asked you. After the vote, can you sit down and work out a price? And he said, absolutely not. And I said, why? And he said, well, we don't feel that Bullhead City right now is being fair. They're not providing with us with everything that we've made public request records for. Now, has that been met today?
Public records requests on what? On our illegal election hearing?
No.
How is that going to impact the cost of the system or anything of this sort?
From what I understand from him was they were asking for records on Reptilis's information and stuff that they've not received.
They will be provided with everything that we can provide them. But again, what difference does it make? Sean, you know what you've got in the ground. You know what the system is. You know what you bought it for, even though you're not sharing with us what you bought it for. You spent $470 million to buy all the systems in Arizona and a couple in New Mexico. Tell me that you didn't value this system as part of the entire purchase price, but you're not sharing that information with anybody, and you're saying it's not available.
Well, he continues to keep that secret. And, you know, to that I say, when I go to Walmart and I fill my shopping cart and I go out the door and they go through the register, they give me a receipt at the end. I write one check. Or I use my debit card one time. But they give me a list of everything I bought and what I paid for each individual item. I can't imagine that any company would buy all these districts with just one number without knowing what each district is valued at.
Go figure.
Yeah. I mean,
and I've gone back to the rate case, well, not the rate case, the purchase case where they bought the system.
I'm sure you have.
And it was not it was not spelled out.
Oh, was it?
No.
Oh, because I know you do a lot of research.
But it goes back to the whole idea. EPCOR, our voters on November 5th would like for you to step aside because we want to control our own water destiny. So please, don't try and squeeze every living nickel out of our ratepayers here. Take a reasonable profit and let's walk away, you know, friends.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Warm Sea is listening to our community. Hello, I'm Dr. Thomas Hook with Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Warm Sea heard we needed more podiatrists, and I have been added to our team of bone and joint specialists. I'm here to help you with your foot pain at Western Arizona Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Warm Sea is bringing more doctors to serve our area to keep you close to home. Call us at 763-2273. That's 763-CARE, and we do at Warm Sea.
Your car is something you simply can't function without. So when your vehicle stops working as it should, you need a dependable auto repair shop to get to the bottom of the problem as quickly as possible. Family-owned and operated, ATCO Transmissions and Auto Repair is the shop to trust. Serving Bullhead City, Arizona. Whether your car is in need of a minor fix or an extensive overhaul, ATCO Auto is known for giving your vehicle the full attention until it's running the way it should be. That's backed by customer reviews. ATCO Auto Repair. The big blue building off of Hancock and the 95, right behind Hobby Lobby. Bullhead City.
Welcome back to Perkins. What are we thinking?
Well, this new pot roast menu has me thinking about my mom's pot roast.
Honey, fancy.
fancy meeting you here.
Weird. It has me imagining her, too.
I think that's really her.
Think she's following me?
Enjoy the taste of your home at our home. Introducing Perkins' new pot roast menu featuring pot roast stroganoff, fajita breakfast quesadilla, and more. Starting at $8.99. It's the new pot roast menu for a limited time only at Perkins.
Grand Liquidations of Bullhead City buys their quality inventory from large online and big box retailers. Overstocked shelves, discontinued items, and some returned brand new items. They buy name brands, Ashley, Lazy Boy, Serta, Simmons, and many more. You save big with a low overhead and great buying power. Check out the store. Walk through. You have nothing to lose. Come see for yourself. Grand Liquidations, 2561 Highway 95, squeezed in between Circle K and 4.
Joe saw an old boat for sale on the side of the highway. It looked decent until he saw that nasty-looking interior. Joe made a lower-than-asking price offer, and he got the boat. He took it to the upholstery shop in Bullhead City. They did the carpet, engine cover, seats, and rails inside the boat look like new. In just a few days, the boat's value increased right along with Joe's ego. Take it to Dave Miner at the upholstery shop. Highway 95 across from Carl's Jr. in Bullhead City. It's worth the drive.
We're back on Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm Larry Tuenforce, your host. The program is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Bullhead Vape, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Atco Transmission and Auto Repair, Grand Liquidations, The Caring Crew, and Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. And we're visiting again with Mayor Tom Brady in Bullhead City. And once again, our phone number is 702-298-1063 if you want to call in with a question. Just ask your question, be respectful, and then we'll answer it off the air. It works real good that way. Now, a lot of this, Tom, with EPCOR, falls on the Corporation Commission, right?
Yeah.
What do you think about the Corporation Commission?
Well, after having attended making four trips to Phoenix to appear before the Corporation Commission as part of the 2017 rate request, I was totally disgusted as to the ineptness of the Corporation Commission and the very apparent bias that they had. In my opinion, the staff was very biased towards the corporations, and it was very, very clear to me that two out of the four commissioners that were acting on the case were very much in favor of EPCOR and their rate increases.
Wow.
And what really shocked me is this whole thing about consolidation. They wanted us to be combined with 11 districts, most of them in the Phoenix area, and they wanted us all to pay the same rate. They wanted us all to pay $44.95 5 years from now, but they wanted us to pay that rate starting in the first year.
But now at the last, maybe it was at the presentation from Reptilis, the young lady with EPCOR got up and said that consolidation's off the table.
And I don't believe her.
Oh.
I mean, just look at what's happening down in Parker. They're trying to buy the Brook Water Company, and they said that it's going to cost $7.5 million and need an improvement for their 2,100 customers. And they said they can't afford that, so they're going to combine them with the Havasu, 1,800 customers. Now, doesn't that tell you that the Havasu customers are now going to subsidize?
Yeah.
But when Buster Johnson called them on the carpet on that, they came back and said, oh, no, that's not what we're doing it for. We're doing it so that we can raise the rates of the Parker Brook Water Company people to the same rates as the Havasu people because they're paying much more.
Right.
Well, that's not what you said initially.
Yeah.
And it's our belief that if they had their druthers, they would combine us with the entire river district. But who's to say that 5 years from now, 10 years from now, the Corporation Commission just doesn't said everybody who pays their water bill in the state of Arizona with EPCOR is going to pay the same rate.
Yeah, now, things can change immediately.
But now think about that. APS just was admitted last week. They appeared before the Corporation Commission, and they had the CEO there and the incoming CEO, and they admitted to spending $12 million in the 2014 campaign to get the commissioners of their choice elected, and they did.
$12 million?
$12 million.
Of customers' payments, basically.
Well, or their corporate profits.
Yeah.
And the new CEO was asked the question, will you discontinue this process when you take over? And he said, at this time, I'm not prepared to answer that question. So now, think about the future of Bullhead City. If the Central Arizona Project ever needs to be rebuilt because it's aged or there's more needs, that was a multi-billion dollar project.
That's the two aqueducts.
That's the aqueducts that go to Phoenix. Right. That's the water that provides the Phoenix area with all of their water. If we had been consolidated, we would have been paying to subsidize the Phoenix area for the water that was delivered to them when there's no need for us to do that because the water is under our feet. So who's to say that the corporations cannot buy the Corporation Commission in the future, consolidate all of us, and now we're going to be paying back the billions of dollars to reconstruct the Central Arizona Project 10 years, 20 years, 50 years down the road.
Yeah.
That's why it's so critically important for the citizens of Bullhead City to control their own water destiny. We already have the allocation. Now let's own the infrastructure. And let's not let somebody else decide what our rates are, and we decide it ourselves.
All right. I think we have a caller. Caller, you're on the air? Oh. Caller, you're on the air?
Yeah.
Did you have a question?
I'm down here in Havasu, and my water bill a month is only less than $8 a month. But then they add on our sewer bond deal. And so I'm only paying $7 and something cents a month. I've been here for 7 years.
Wow.
But you're with the city of Havasu. You're not with EPCOR.
Yeah, right. I'm city of Havasu.
You're a lucky man. Send me your water.
I mean, why would somebody want to have to pay that much more? Hey, take it over. You be done with it, you know?
Well, I think the way they're doing it down in Havasu is a little different because they spent hundreds of millions of dollars to sewer your city. And your sewer bill is probably in the $80 or $90 range, and they're just adding on the water for more than that. But it's my understanding that the people who live north of you, outside the city limits and north of the or south of the airport, their rate is $52 a month.
Yeah,
just for water alone.
And I was talking with a friend of mine, Dominic, that lives in has a home in Havasu, and he said the same thing. He pays $12 a month for water, but almost $90 for sewer.
Yeah.
And so, next caller, you have a question?
Hello.
Yes. Did you have a question?
Yeah. No. I just wanted to make a statement. One, the consolidation thing obviously makes no sense at all because the water's here. And for us to pay the same rate as they're paying, you know, miles and miles away, that doesn't make any sense at all.
You don't know how close that came to passing, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Laughlin's rate is about half of what ours is. And I've lived here since 79, and Bullhead's was always way less than Laughlin's. You know, Laughlin has to filter it. They have to UV it. They have to ozonate it. They got to do all kinds of stuff to it, and it's cheaper. And all they do, I live in desert foothills, they pump it out of the ground, they put it in a storage tank, and they let it run downhill down a pipe, and that's all they do. And they want to charge, you know, all this money for it. And then another thing real quick that I've heard is this other side saying how the city can't run the water district and it's going to cost all this money and the city can't do anything. Well, in 79, when I moved here, I lived in Holiday Shores. The part of Holiday Shores I lived in was the only part of Bullhead that had sewer, and we paid $25 a month. Shortly thereafter, the city took over the sewer system, which I was dead set against. They raised it to $30 a month, and now some 20 years later, it's only $34 a month. The city's done a phenomenal job running the sewer system and kept the cost down. So that shows they can run a sewer system and make money. And basically, a water system in a desert should be a moneymaker. And who would you rather have? They say the government shouldn't get involved. Well, right now, you've got a city in Canada running our water system, so it would be a lot smarter to have Bullhead City running our water system.
Thank you very much for the call.
And there's a knowledgeable.
Yes.
I appreciate the fact that somebody is aware of what's going on. And he's absolutely correct. There's one shareholder for EPCOR. That's the city of Edmonton. And last year, they got a dividend for $171 million.
Wow.
So when we're talking about growing government or stop government greed, as the EPCOR billboards say, stop government greed, whose greed are we stopping?
Yeah.
Edmonton's $171 million dividend or Bullhead City's roughly $30 million general fund?
All right. Another caller. You're on the air. Do you have a question?
Am I on now?
Yes. You have a question?
Ah, perfect. I do, real quick. In the meeting last week, City Council, they handed out, Reptellus put out a little information sheet, and there was a stunning number on that page. And it showed that through costs that the city would not have, that EPCOR does have, that the city would be able to operate this system the same way for nearly $3 million a year cheaper.
Closer to $4 million.
Does that bid well for rate stabilization or even possibly a rate decrease?
Yeah, that's an excellent question.
Thank you.
Let me answer that question. The Reptellus study that was presented to the City Council last week said that under city ownership, the following costs could be eliminated. Income taxes, $95,000. Property taxes, $390,000. Depreciation, $2.4 million. Interest, $639,000. Shareholder return, $285,000. For a total of $3.8 million.
Okay.
Those are things that EPCOR is incurring now as expenses that the city wouldn't be required to do, so we could use that to help offset debt service.
And did I hear a number of $600,000 a year to invoice everybody in Bullhead City to run their invoice system, and the city would just attach it to our sewer bill?
We wouldn't need to do any of that.
Right.
So that's why Reptellus came back and basically said that, let's assume a purchase price of $71 million at a 5% interest rate. Reptellus said that we could keep the rates the same as they are right now all the way through 2024.
Oh, okay. All right.
And if it was $130 million, you know, EPCOR is saying that your rates are going to double and triple and everything else. And even if it was $130 million, it would go up to like $53.76 in 2024, and that would be a gradual increase.
Okay.
So it's not like it's not going to be doom and gloom, but what everybody has to realize is that we're looking out for the long-term future for Bullhead City, not just what's going to happen to your rates immediately.
Right.
In 4 years' time, you've seen your rates increase 100% under EPCOR. Where do you think they're going to go in the future?
In the next 4 years.
The city can't tell you,
yeah.
But I can tell you the long-term future should be in the hands of Bullhead City, because the cost of water is going to get out of sight in the future.
All right, let us take a break, and let's come back and talk about, economic development or something fun.
Mojave Electric's Operation Cool Shade program is back to help you save money on your electric bill by planting shade trees on the south, east, and west side of your home. Four types of trees will be available to order September 11th through the 24th at the MEC Member Services Office at 928 Hancock Road. Purchase trees from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. while supplies last. Each tree purchase comes with a free LED light bulb. Limit four trees per member, first come, first serve. Visit MojaveElectric.com or stop by our Member Services Office for details. MEC is an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Let's face it, weekly shopping in Laughlin isn't exactly a breeze. Thankfully, the solution to your aches and pains has arrived. The Caring Crew. Specializing in delivery and home care, the Caring Crew is dedicated to accomplishing the everyday tasks you can't live without. Grocery runs, medicine pickup, mail pickup, doctor visits, even light work around the house, all on a monthly basis. Enjoy retirement. The crew will take care of the rest. The Caring Crew. Now serving the Laughlin area. Give them a call. 515-205-8635.
Not too many people are fans of bed bugs, termites, spiders, or scorpions. Homeowners that see them call Barron Pest Solutions. With over 50 years' experience, Barron Pest Solutions are the professionals when it comes to pest removal and preventing them from returning. If you have critters around your home that you want gone, call Barron at 758-5499. Monthly services are available, even for the winter visitors. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
You've seen the building on Silver Creek Road for years, but what do they do at the Legacy Rehab and Care Center? They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy, and an expert nursing staff who will help you successfully transition home after a hospital stay. The Legacy is designed to help patients with skilled nursing needs in a home-like environment. Stop by and check them out. The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road, under new management, locally owned and operated.
There is a unique opportunity for you right now at Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman.
It is the perfect time to purchase a new 2019 Santa Fe or Tucson with 0% interest and payments for 72 months. Plus, they come with America's best 100,000-mile warranty, 0% interest, and a 100,000-mile warranty. Awesome! Ask about the third row larger Palisade. See the SUV selection at Martin Swanee Hyundai, Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanneehyundai.com.
Maybe I lost when I'm dressing. Use for value and style.
This year, shop at the Laughlin Outlet Center for back to school. Get the latest looks and hottest styles from over 40 stores and outlets while saving as much as 70% off regular retail. I know. Meet me at the Laughlin Outlet Center on Casino Drive in Laughlin.
Maybe I'm lost and I'm dressing. Use for value and style.
We are back. Speak Out 2.0 in Bullhead City. Well, across from Bullhead City. Laughlin in the mall. I'm Larry Tuenforce, your host. The program is brought to you by ATCO Transmission, Grand Liquidations, The Caring Crew, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, Barron's Pest Solutions, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Bullhead Vape, Perkins Family Restaurant, and Legacy Rehab and Care Center. And we're visiting today with Bullhead City Mayor Tom Brady. And Tom, let's talk about economic development. We have, from what I understand, a rumor, some new businesses coming to town that you can talk about.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, our city manager, Toby Cotter, is in Los Angeles right now at one of those real estate conventions trying to drum up business. And I went to it last year, but... I'm not going this year, but Toby and staff is there, and they're trying to drum up business.
Well, when he went to the one in Las Vegas, I think you were there, Annette, and John Pineker.
Yeah.
And he stopped by here to voice a public service announcement about Don't Wreck Your Weekend. And so he threw on the headphones, and I said, I know you can't tell me who you talked to up there, and I know you can't tell me any promises that were made, but can you tell me, Toby, do you think you'll hear from any of those people? And this was 2 days later, and he said, I already have. So when you go to these things, they do drum up interest.
They do drum up interest, and from the people that we talked to, we're on the radar of many of those companies now.
Good.
And right now, you asked about developments that are coming. In our building department now, we have plans for the area that's just north of Carl's Jr.'s, south of where the old Paul Everett RV park sales were.
It's all fenced off right now.
There's going to be a Dairy Queen and a Jersey Mike's going in there. Plans are in our building department now.
Okay. And then by Safeway.
Down by Safeway, we've got another Burger King going in there.
Burger King next to the old Burger King.
Yeah.
Which is now, I forget the name of the business.
Filiberto's.
Yeah, it's not Burger King anymore, but that used to be a Burger King.
Yeah, and that one concerns me a little bit because of more traffic congestion in there, but I guess that's better than the gas station that was there before.
Yeah.
So. We're told that Dot Foods has been so successful, they now wish to expand.
Wow.
So we expect that we will be hearing something from them in the very near future. And that's great for our community.
And then, I don't think you can say, but you've talked to the people that have that strip of land north of the coffee place in Old Bullhead, and they want to do some stuff there too?
They do, but that's not something that I can talk about just yet. You know, Toby tells me these things, but I always have to keep a closed mouth. Because sometimes you just don't want to announce it until it's a prime time.
Right.
But when it makes it to our building department, the plans have been submitted.
Then you know it's coming.
Yeah, then we know it's coming.
And I think our little donut shop has actually finally got some movement in there. I think they're doing they finally got their plans out of City Hall, and they're starting to remodel inside there. They were working on over Saturday and Sunday. They were working in there. So,
and everybody wants to know what's the orange building across from Safeway. I still get that question.
And
that's going to be another independent Mexican restaurant.
Oh, okay. But at some point in time.
But they've experienced some difficulties, so it's just taking them a little longer than they would.
They took down about 80% of that building.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they took a lot of it down. Mm-hmm. So, we got about 2 minutes left. What's on your mind?
Oh, gosh. I just wish this whole Proposition 415 was over with.
Just remember, when it's over, we all go on a cruise.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we are.
Kiwanis Club has got 11 couples going on a cruise week after the election.
It's going to be fun. So, but I do want to say, and I said this before, and I said it at City Council, Labor Day weekend, our beaches were jam-packed. And I think Dave Heath does a great job of Saturday morning putting up pictures of everybody out there enjoying the beach. But when I drove by there Tuesday, it was spotless. It was 100% spotless. So all the park personnel had done their job all weekend, keeping the trash to a minimum. And I just think that that's great that they can get out there and clean it all up the next day, and we're ready for the next weekend.
And speaking about community park, I might also add that on Friday morning at 8:30 in the morning at the corner of Highway 95 and Laughlin Ranch Boulevard, we are going to have the unveiling of the new bull.
The new bull.
Yeah.
The bull for Bullhead.
The first art piece that we've commissioned in about the last 10 years.
Are we putting poles around it or big rocks to protect it from getting hit by a car?
It's got the base out there already. It's all landscaped and everything, and it's a nice base that they're going to put it on. And we encourage people to come out. We're going to serve drinks and refreshments and all of that at 8:30 in the morning.
Are they going to put it up and cover it, and then at 8:30 you got to take it off?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
It will be. No one was going to be able to see it at all until the official unveiling on Friday morning.
And that happens Friday morning. All right, that'll be fun. 8:30, Friday morning. Check it out. Come on. Play some music. There we go.
Thanks for having me on, Larry.
Always. We like you, Tom, and like having you come in and tell us what's going on in our city. And of course, your opinions on 415, and that's important for our voters.
Well, I urge everybody to vote yes on 415. Water is too precious to allow it in the hands of corporations and corporation commissions.
All right. Okay, we are just about out of here. That's going to can it for the tuna. There are a few things going on around town. Real quickly, there's a blood drive tomorrow at Needles High School from 8:30 to 1. There is a parent and community night tomorrow night at Anderson Auto Fieldhouse. And the topic tomorrow night is going to be money and finances with Edward Jones, if you want to go to that. That's going to can it for me. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Have a great weekend. Great Monday. Trying to rush the week. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. When you started out with nothing and you're proud of yourself in mess. And your friends, they all come calling. Slap you on the back and say, some sense of it all, but I can see it makes no sense at all. Is it cool to go to sleep on the floor? Cause I don't think that I can take anymore. Clowns to the left of me. The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.